Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
I'm an Indian outlaw.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local 3 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's the Encore presentation. It's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, it's the audio path of totality. It was great seeing David Demarest again. Now, some people might think, well, Dimitri, your humor was so inappropriate with David. Let me tell you something. With my close acquaintances, people who I care about, they're facing a hard time, or if I'm facing a hard time, the way that we deal with it is with humor. And I mean the blackest, the most god-awful, the most inappropriate humor you could ever imagine. Because to us, it's actually funny. I recently lost, a dear friend, wonderful human being, had cancer. And he fought it every which way you could imagine. He went to Sloan Kettering. He did everything you could imagine. Just a wonderful, terrific guy. And anytime I saw him, and I would visit him and say, hi, how you doing? Let's go out to lunch. Let's do whatever. We both would do the blackest, the most god-awful, the most inappropriate jokes that you could ever imagine about what he was going through. And we both howled. It was, because that's the only way we can keep our sanity. It's the only way we can keep our sanity. And same thing with David. I keep, you know, he's freely admitted that he's dealing with Alzheimer's. It was heartbreaking when he told me. He's like, what? You know? But the way that we deal with it is with humor. The most inappropriate humor you could ever imagine. The most inappropriate. After he told me this and after I got over this, I said, well, does that mean you're not going to pay me back all that money that I lent you back in the day? I mean, of course, there was no money, but I was hoping, you know, maybe I forgot, you know. And he got the joke, and we just howl about this. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to mention the person's last name, but he sent me a text, which I think is a good an example of this. One of my friends sent me this text, and you know, we're talking with David about the Brain Ball, which is coming up in Wheeling Island at the casino, and it's going to be a great event. I want everybody to go there and spend lots of money and help and take pictures of David Demarest in his purple jumpsuit or whatever the hell he has. So this friend of mine sent me this as I'm interviewing David regarding the Alzheimer's, and also this great news about the Rockefeller Neuroscience Center or whatever in Morgantown that apparently is like a world-class organization that's doing incredible work. And here's the other thing. I mentioned this to David. I'll mention this to you. I didn't know what to expect today. Well, let me finish with the text, and then I'll tell you about David, what I was thinking. So this is what from one of my friends. He just texted me this as I'm talking with David, and my friend sends me this. Alzheimer's equals new friends every day. My dad had it. That was our joke. Alzheimer's means new friends every day. My dad had it. That's our joke. Joke. Otherwise, for me at least, I lose my mind. And my friend here who sent me this text gets it. They were making this as a joke to try to deal with, you know, the enormity of this thing. So that, the jokes that I did with my friend who passed recently, they were the most, I couldn't even say them on the air. People would be appalled. They would be absolutely appalled. But he and I howled over them. Oh, and there's the other thing. He hated Trump. He hated Trump. Great guy, but he just hated Trump. And so anytime I would bring him a little, you know, gift, a little, you know, pick me up, no big deal. You know, I didn't spend much money on him, but I found this gift wrap paper. And the gift wrap paper was Trump's mugshot in Atlanta. you remember his mugshot where he's, you know, scowling and all that? The whole, all the gift wrap paper was just that. So I would gift wrap a little stuff that I got him, not much, a little, you know, cancer goofy stuff, and but it would be gift wrapped in the Trump gift wrap paper, and he thought it was just beyond hilarious, just beyond hilarious. God rest his soul. He was just a god. He was a great guy, honestly, just a great guy. But we had the best time making the most god awful jokes you could ever imagine to keep our sanity, and great guy. Just a great guy. Hey, in addition to the brain ball, I want everybody to go there. I have other public service announcements for you. If you would like to have me tell the world about your event, it's got to be a, you know, community event, nonprofit sort of a thing. Send me that information. You can send it by snail mail to Dimitri at Big Willie 1055. The address is 56325 High Ridge Road. That's Dimitri at Big Willie 1055. And the address is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, the zip 43906. Again, 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, 43906. You can also send it to me by Facebook Messenger, but don't send, try not to send pictures, images, because when I print them, sometimes they're very blurry and it's very, very hard to read. But if you could send me the information, I'll send you my email address. You can send it to me that way too. And I'd be more than happy to let people know about this. For example, I've got a few here and then I want to get to this issue with Channel 9 and Mingo Junction. Your summer adventure starts at Carnegie Science Center, Pittsburgh's most visited museum. I was actually surprised when I read this. I did not realize this was the most visited museum. It's very nice. It's really wonderful. Journey through time and space, discover new worlds, and spark curiosity with interactive exhibits. Book now at CarnegieScienceCenter.org. That's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. And they have a historic voyage aboard a World War II submarine, a new BNY Fab Lab. I have no idea what that means, but it's pretty darn impressive, or else they wouldn't have it in the public service announcement. But go to CarnegieScienceCenter.org, CarnegieScienceCenter.org. These are good people. It's a great organization, lots of really interesting things. If you know anybody who's trying to lose weight, if you cannot stop eating, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous can help. It's simple, free, and it works. There are local meetings. Call 323-660-4333 or go to the website, ceahow.org. Again, the phone number, 323-660-4333, or go to the website, ceahow.org. And one last one, the Flushing Heritage Day, and that is Friday, June 13, which is, wait a minute, when is it 13? Oh, that's this, okay, that's this Friday, that's right. Okay, so Friday, June 13, Flushing Heritage Day at the Park Entertainment by Northeast, Ohio Pyrotechnics Group at Dark. Free, let's see, Firewater Dreams LLC, Fire Truck Rides. Again, this is a photo of it, so it's kind of tough to read. Cowgirl Fixins, Jack Snacks, all very, very good stuff. Flushing Heritage Day, Friday, June 13th, that's this Friday, 4 p.m., so go there, and let me read you one last one, and that is the Sons of Italy, Bel Air Lodge, 754, 26th Annual Golf Scramble, Moundsville Country Club, entry fee, $300, four-person team, Monday, June, oh, this one. I hope you enjoyed it on Monday. Sorry about that. I really should check the dates. Let me check this date first. June 21. All right, this is good. All right, this is good. This is good. Okay, Steak Fry. And how's your morning going for you? Steak Fry event, June 21, time 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Bethlehem Community Park, cooking steak, baked potatoes, salad, roll, assorted desserts, entertainment 50-50, raffle, Chinese auction, various tip boards, cornhole, tickets, adults $30 or two adults $50. All proceeds benefit the American Heart Association. Again, that is on June 21. 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Bethlehem Community Park. So please go there and ask for Lisa Bell, the Steak Fry event. Lisa, wonderful person. So, all right. So I think we're in good shape here. Let me just double check any other dated ones. Okay. I think that's it. I think I got that right. So let me put this over here. All right. Next. Oh, before we get to nine, and we'll get to nine, because a little child almost lost his life, and no one seems all that concerned about it, except Dimitri, here on Big Willie 105.5. Got a lot of questions about this. The news coverage on nine was lacking, to put it mildly. And I do not blame the reporter. I never blame the reporters. Not the newspaper reporters, not the TV reporters, not the radio reporters, because typically the companies, the big corporations, just hire children and hand them microphones or hand them reporters' notebooks and say, "Hey, you're a reporter. Go out and cover a fundraiser." So it's not them. It's management. It is big picture stuff. It is nine. It is seven, and we're going to definitely get to that. But before we do, David Delk, a great local attorney. I had him on my show once a few years ago, and he's got great kids, is a great dad, long story short. Okay, so he posts this. The Anti-Business Planning Commission in Wheeling is at it again. Several residents of the neighborhood attended the meeting to voice their concerns about a proposal to change the zoning of the former Edgewood Evangelical Lutheran Church from R1B single family residential to C2 general commercial. At the end of a meeting that included a public hearing, members of the Planning Commission unanimously voted to reject the proposal. And David Delk writes, "I drive by this church every day. There are two food trucks basically permanently on the property with outdoor seating. Isn't that a commercial use? Food trucks on a residential zone is okay. No complaints from the residents about this." Pretty powerful stuff, I would say. Well, if you know anything about the Wheeling Planning Commission, it includes Howard Monroe, a guy who had been on the radio a long, long time ago. I didn't realize he was still alive. Apparently he is. And this does not surprise me, given Howard Monroe, and I think Ben Seidler might be on this thing as well. None of this surprises me at all. Now, I do not have any smoking gun evidence that there's any kind of anything illegal going on here. Would it surprise anyone if the day ever came where we discovered that someone is accusing the Wheeling Planning Commission of, well, maybe getting, knowing Howard Monroe, getting, free meals or free drinks from these trucks in order for the Wheeling Planning Commission to look the other way? If what David Delk is saying is true, and I believe that it is, he's an honest guy, he's a good guy, how on earth can the Wheeling Planning Commission allow this? Unless they're getting something under the table. Are they getting free meals? Howard Monroe and a free meal. I know that's hard to believe, but trust me on this one. I believe it's not unheard of. Let's put it that way. So the Wheeling Planning Commission does not want any real development. Nothing really commercial, because God forbid Wheeling should actually get some new businesses. God forbid Wheeling should actually have some more jobs available for the people before the kids leave to find work somewhere else. God forbid that Wheeling should actually be business friendly. And yet they, according to David Delk, they still allow these food trucks in a residential area, and there's even seating. And the Wheeling Planning Commission has no problem with that. Maybe Howard Monroe is not getting free meals from the food trucks. That I don't know. But what other explanation could there be? Gross incompetence? Well, yeah, there's that. But if I had to guess, and it's nothing more than a guess, I wonder how many free meals Howard Monroe gets to make sure that nothing changes with this situation here, that it's a, quote, residential zoning, wink, wink, but the food trucks with seating, according to David Delk, that's okay. All of that's okay. Take a good look at everyone in the Wheeling Planning Commission. I know they don't get a salary and benefits. I get that. But what do they get? Do they get free meals? What other explanation could there be for this, according to David Delk, at least? What other explanation can there be? Howard Monroe getting free meals? The others maybe too? I don't know.